We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Oh, yeah. Bathtub time machine. Got a little bathtub time machine on Friday at 11 o'clock. Oh, hope you do. Because bathtub time machine is something John Ritchie borderline makes fun of me for sometimes. Rubber ducky, you know. Got Ernie here singing. But bathtub time machine is about memorable moments in Philadelphia Eagles history. And a lot of times, of course, we look at the Eagles versus the opponent. But this year, from time to time, we'll spice it up with something different. And I thought on this week three of the NFL, let's go bathtub time machine on some very important games. And listen, the Eagles at 1-1. I'm going to give you two facts. NFL history, two facts. Probability. Odds to make the playoffs. All right, now, here's the deal. This week, John, instead of looking at Eagles-Colts, I mean, like Eagles-Colts history? Like what? I mean, it's not great, right? Not great Eagles-Colts history, right? So I said, well, how about we do when the Eagles are 1-1 and they're playing a week three game and the season can kind of go in two different ways. You know, you win 2-1 helps you, you lose 1-2, you're kind of in a hole. Check this out. Odds to make the playoffs if you get to 2-1, 53% in the NFL, in the current NFL format of the playoffs. 53% if you're 2-1, you make the playoffs. If you go 1-2, odds to make the playoffs plummet to 25%.
Wow.
This is an important game on Sunday. Eagles-Colts is an important game. We'll look at the history of some big matchups. The Eagles at 1-1, some memorable week three matchups. We'll start with the bad. And I can honestly say, I think it gets no worse in my lifetime that I've ever seen for a week three loss when the Eagles are 1-1 and go to 1-2. And to me, it was the night the fire went out of Ray Rhodes' eyes. That guy came in burning fire. And the Eagles in 95 and 96 made the playoffs. And then 1997, they're 1-1. They're going down to Dallas. They're going down to Dallas to play the Dallas Cowboys on Monday Night Football.
I hate this.
And this is the game that unfortunately we know as the Tommy Hutton game.
The freaking Tommy Hutton game.
Tommy Hutton drops the ball as the Eagles line up to kick a field goal at the end of the game to win the game. Eagles played a great game. Willie T had a touchdown. On defense, Eagles are up 20-9 in the fourth quarter. Cowboys come back with some scores. They're up by a point. Eagles have to go like the length of the field with limited time, and they hit Freddie Solomon, and he runs, and he runs, and he runs, and he gets all the way down like the 4-yard line. And it's like, all right, let's go. Field goal unit, go. Chris Boniel, who I didn't like, but he would have made the chip shot. And Tommy Hutton dropped the snap. And the Eagles lost on their way to a 6-9-1 season. A disaster.
I remember it like it was yesterday. I was so devastated.
Of epic proportions. All right. Here's another not good. And another one where you see how it can set you on the wrong course. 2011, the Eagles at 1-1, coming off a game versus the Falcons where Michael Vick had suffered a concussion week two. And the Eagles came in as a big home favorite against Eli and the Giants. This was the dream team, except they weren't a dream team.
Nightmare team.
This was the game where we're all like, who in the hell is Victor Cruz and why is he burning this high-priced Eagles secondary? I never heard of this guy.
Same. I was like, what is happening right now?
Who is this guy?
I did his games at UMass.
Well, maybe you know him.
Yeah, he was something.
We had no idea who Victor Cruz was.
He just scored touchdowns against us. We're like, who is this guy?
I got Nnamdi. I got DRC. I got Asante. Like, this no-name Victor Cruz guy, he's not supposed to do anything. And Michael Vick played week three, and God bless him, he played through, you know, the concussion. Who knows what party was at, but he did not play well. The Eagles got burned, and they lost at home 29-16 to the Giants on their way to a nightmare season at 1.4-8. They rallied for some wins, you know, 4-8-8 at the end, but it was total disaster. That's how a season can go the wrong way. When you're 1-1 and you lose that game, things can really spiral out of control. But John Ritchie, I don't want to talk about things spiraling out of control. I want to talk about teams that surge. Eagles teams where you have some glory with a 1-1 matchup and you get to 2-1 with a big-time victory. We start first on the good side, 2008, week three. The Birds, 1-1 after that ridiculous game in Dallas where Deshaun had dropped the ball at the end zone, the whole deal. The Eagles play the Pittsburgh Steelers. It's a good matchup. Two good teams, Donovan and Big Ben. A great, great defensive struggle. Kirill Buchholter, the only touchdown of the game, a 20-yard TD catch from Donovan McNabb. Late in the game, the Eagles leading 12-6. And with 3 minutes and 30 seconds left in the game, Brian Dawkins blitzes off the left side. He's got Big Ben in his sights, but first, he's got to get past the running back. He does with ease. And then the Superman leap. Dawk on Big Ben. Strip sack. Ball lying on the turf. Brian Dawkins said, I will take that football. This game is over. Eagles kick a field goal. They win the game. One of the great plays of Brian Dawkins' illustrious career on the field of Lincoln Financial Field to secure that victory for the Eagles.
I was at that game.
That was big time,
a young,
man.
A young Seltzer was at that game.
And then, when you want to talk about week three performances and week three moments, when a team's 1-1 and things hang in the balance, you talk about last season. You talk about a team that did it all, that got it all done. And when did we feel, John Ritchie, that the magic... When did we feel that there was magic with the season? When the Eagles and Giants were tied 24-all, week three at Lincoln Financial Field, a 1-1 Birds team, a completion to Alshon Jeffrey. There is but a mere 1 second left on the clock. There's a kicker. His name is Jake Elliott. There's an announcer. His name is Merrill Reese. There's a radio station. Its name is 94 WIP. The convergence last year, right here, a year ago with this play. And that is how you get it done week three on your way to a surge for a Super Bowl championship. That's a week three edition of the 1-1 Birds in the Bathtub Time Machine. Thank you very much. Joe DeCamera, John Rich.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.